It's just one of the, and they got sound effect. Toot, toot. It sounds like a hit. But in actuality, it's just a punch that is thrown. God is saying to us, I don't care how much the enemy bring and the trials of life towards you, don't faint. He swing, don't give up, don't quit. People are backsliding because of small things. And they're giving up, they're fainting by the wayside. The scripture is giving us about prayer. Prayer is something, amen, that God has given us as an arsenal to use as children of God. Amen. God still answer prayer. Somebody got to help me preach. I said God still answering prayer. I don't care how long you've been praying, don't faint. Faint not. See, men shall always pray and not faint. What happened is that too many people are losing heart. You have many, amen, boxers, many fighters or wrestlers that's in a struggle. Amen, Brother Bell, you find out that the one that they gave it to is not the one they celebrated. It's because the one that he's supposed to defeat it had more heart than the so-called winner. In other words, he got off the canvas and kept coming back. He got hard. See, it is not the punch of the champion. It's not, amen, or how hard he can hit. It's not because he's so fast. It is because of the heart of a champion. And what it means by that, he won't give up. See, you got to have heart not to give up. I don't care how it look. I don't care how it sound. I don't care how you feel. Don't give up. I don't care what the devil throw at you. Don't give up. I don't care how he talked about you. Don't faint. I don't care what he come and bring to you. Don't faint. Don't be discouraged that you got to give up because of the fact the devil is throwing everything at you. Bible is saying this woman, amen, went to a judge. And what is illustrating is trying to get you a righteous judge compared to a righteous God. An unrighteous judge being compared to a righteous God. And she came because she had an adversary. Hallelujah. And asked the judge to defend me of my adversary. And would not for a while. And because, amen, the judge was stubborn. The judge was cantankerous. The judge was in a position that he was in a position that he did not want to give up and want to, amen, defend this woman. Amen. Whether or not he was in a position, amen, to help out or not. The Bible said he would not avenge her of an adversary, but she didn't fight. Some of us are going, amen, before the throne of God. And because God don't answer prayer today, we fight. What you mean? God, he didn't hear me when I pray. Give me 1 John 5 and 14. Since y'all going to sit there and listen to me. Come on.
And this is the confidence that, uh-huh, that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will.
If we ask anything according to the will of God,
he heareth us.
Bible said the Lord heareth us. Isn't that encouraging? When the enemy is saying, God don't hear you. Bible say, if you ask and according to his will, he heareth you. God is listening to you. Come on. And if